7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, 7:50, I have to doubt it. That can't be the right time, because it's not. If you are hearing my voice, there is only one time it could be, and that would be 1930 UTC. Yes, once again, it's 1930 UTC here on and on radio, and we know what time that means it is. We know what time that means it is? Am I speaking English? Doesn't matter, because it's time for The Dubious Goals Committee. That's correct. Yes, so here we are. Once again, doing that thing that we do every single day called the Dubious Goals Committee. If this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, let me just say welcome and hello, and you might like to know that my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm the guy who's always pouring the tea. Oh, look at that, it's lovely. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, we're still drinking the Dahong Pao. Got some fresh leaf going this morning. Got the good Dahong Pao in the cup. Ooh, it's warming my hand up. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's so ridiculously good, it's not even funny. Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm drinking tea, and I'm looking at my hands, because I was like really dehydrated last night. At about, I don't know, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was looking at my hands going, geez, why am I so dried out today? But, yeah, overnight, no, it seems like I'm good. Seems like I'm good, but I am kind of thirsty. I'm very thirsty today. Maybe I am a little bit more dehydrated than I thought. Or maybe my body is just craving the Dahong Pao. It's so good. I love drinking tea. If there's one thing that I really enjoy doing, it's drinking tea. It's so ridiculously delicious. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. I think I'm ready to face the day. I think I'm fired up. And one of the things I need to do today, and I keep telling myself I am going to do this, trying to build up the momentum to do this, but I got to go out and find a left and right stereo splitter cable. And I think I know where I might be able to find one fairly close by. I mean, I don't think I'll have to drive more than, just a little bit over a mile to find this particular cable I need. And it occurs to me, what is this one? Oh, this one is stereo to RCA, but I don't have any, doesn't matter because I don't have the adapters for it, and I hate using, but these are eighths. I mean, these are quarters, not eighths. You're always going to not have the cable you need, or the connector you need to make the shady cable work. Because I actually do have stereo splitters, but not in the right configuration and not convenient. So I've decided to actually spend the money. And I know I'm going to have to actually spend some chunk of money. And that's why I'm not driving across town to the sound and lighting place to buy the cable, because that cable will cost $25 or more. I think I can just drive down the street, and I think I can get it for somewhere between, well, I'm not paying more than $15. I suspect it's going to be around $12, but I'm hoping it's $7.95. If that makes any sense. Does that make any sense? I don't know. And what am I going to do with this cable? This cable is so that I can get sync off of my pocket operator. Because in order for me to synchronize my pocket operator with anything else with clock, like the sequencer, I have to use the pocket operator as the master clock. And so it's like, there's no getting around it. And I have spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to do this, thinking, oh, I could just make one of these things. I could do this, that, and the other. So I decided instead I might just have to, you know, spend the $7 or $12 or potentially $15. Oh, so that's the big plan for today, and that will allow me to do some other stuff that I'm trying to do, which you will hear about at a later date. Maybe tomorrow. maybe the day after tomorrow. Who knows? All I know is that I need to drink some tea. Yum, yum, yum. I do love drinking tea. It's almost an irrational love. Almost. Oh, it's so good. I love drinking tea. Okay. Oh, it's a little hot. It's a little hot, but it's real good. Wait, did I just say that? Did I just say it's real good? I meant it's really good. Actually, what I really meant was that it's pretty good. Yeah, I accidentally watched some more Hydraulic Press channel last night. Hi, I'm Lowry, and I am Annie. And this is the Hydraulic Press channel. Hydraulic. Yeah, so it's pretty good. And I'll tell you something else that was pretty good. This is what I was doing last night. Oh, as you may be able to tell, I'm just stalling because I've got nothing for you, right? Of course. What else is new? And this is because I spent all the time I spent... Wait, what was I going to say? Yeah, all the time that I was supposed to spend doing other things yesterday was spent doing something else. And what was I doing? Oh, I was driving around in my neighborhood looking for LED signs so that I could listen to them. And I went and I listened to some that I had already heard, but I found a new one, and I found a new one that is probably the best one ever. It is not a huge, large display for putting on a pedestal on the side of a street. No, this is one of those LED signs that hangs in a window. It hangs in a shop window. And what shop does it hang in? It hangs in the vacuum cleaner repair shop. That's across the street from the laundromat. And anyway, I don't know what resolution it is. It's probably, 24 by 64? No, it has to be greater than that, because it has an aspect ratio of at least 1 to 4, or maybe 1 to 5 even. And so it's one of those that just scrolls messages, but it's multicolor and you can get cute little animations, and boy does this one have some cute little animations and stuff, and it makes just the best sound. Can I actually manage to punch that in here right now? What are we doing? I think we need to hear some of this. So yeah, all right, success, I punched it in. We're gonna listen to about 3 minutes of this, because this is just spectacular. Turn up some reverb here, too. Give me one last wig out. Come on. There we go. Oh, what did I tell you? Is that not the most amazing thing you've ever heard? Well, I don't know, maybe you've heard something more amazing than that, but still, that's pretty cool. And why do I like this so much? Oh, I'm finding all this hidden sound that is nice and clean. You know, in other, what's the word I'm looking for? In other weird, let's find some strange sound things, you know, that I've done in the past, like listening to ultrasound and, you know, those types of things. There's always so much static. There's always so much noise. There's always so much noise in the system. But that's what's beautiful about this thing. It's just so clean, turning light into music and sound. Oh, it's so lovely. I just can't get enough. I'll probably go out tonight and record some more. Maybe drive around, maybe leave my neighborhood. I need to find some more signs like the one in this window. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to, because this is, I think, an older style sign. And I don't know. I just need to, you know, see, here's an idea. Yeah, what I think I need to do is I need to go to little strip malls. I need to go to little strip malls around town. I've got dozens in my neighborhood that I can think of. Go to these little strip malls and find all the open signs and all the, you know, for, basically what I'm trying to say here is it would be more efficient, because on any given large commercial lot, you can have one big business that has, you know, one sign, or you can have a bunch of little businesses that have a bunch of little signs. So maybe that should be my strategy. Maybe that's what I need to be looking for, is little strip malls with lots of shops, with lots of open signs that I can listen to and then record for your benefit. I'm doing this all for you, my loyal listeners. Oh my God. That wasn't even remotely believable, was it, Hello Kitty? Yeah, but am I a liar? I'm fine. Am I a liar or not? Well, I am fun, but that doesn't mean I'm not a liar. No, oh, your semantic tricks aren't gonna fool me, Hello Kitty. Oh, hello. Yeah, you mentioned that already. And I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. It is, however, at this point that I feel like I need to leave this room. I need to do some research. What kind of research am I doing? I need to know what temperature it is outside. I can't get the door closed. I need to know what the weather's like because I have to venture out. And you know, while I'm out today, maybe I'll stop by the grocery store because I think I need to buy some more graham crackers. Did I run out of graham crackers? No, I still have one thing left. I'm going to be out of graham crackers in a day or two, so that's my next concern, the graham cracker shortage. And as I just sat down, I think I might have just really, really messed up my back or put it into position to go really, really, really bad. So, what am I doing? I need to... Oh, God, I hope this really didn't just happen because this would be inconvenient. All right, I need to figure out... how I need to sit. My back hasn't completely gone, but it wants to go. All of the warning signs are there. No, this is not good. Oh, this is not good. You know what I was thinking? Maybe I need to see somebody about this, my whole back problem. It's not just my back. It's my entire muscular system altogether. So I was thinking, you know, how do you fix this? How do you get some relief? Well, maybe I need a masseur. Maybe I just need to get massaged every day, or at least every other day. Get somebody to rub my muscles down, and I could do that, but I'd kind of be afraid. You know, what do they rub you with? With oil? With grease? Oh, boy, are you going to get it now. What? Look at that greasy mess you made. And a mom just drove up. Give me something fast.
Here's something fast.
I don't even care anymore.
409 special grease dissolver.
Oh, sure. 1981 mom's walking in the door, but do I care anymore? I don't.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, shut up, 1981 mom. Okay, now, because I was watching something last night and it was a guy talking about drums and drum parts and drum introductions, he played a certain introduction of a certain song just on his drums and he thought he was pretty cool. And I thought it was pretty cool too until I got the song stuck in my head, which means now we have to listen to the song, whether anybody else wants to or not. And it's Steve Miller. Yeah. Hoo-hoo. Can you dig it?
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch a tube. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. Run. Go on, take the money and run. exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Bobby Sue, whoa, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day.
It's a beautiful thing. And whereas I do not advocate the crime of robbery or breaking into people's homes or burglary, I do feel like Steve gave us some good advice there. Take the money and run. Timeless advice from 1976, Steve Miller. And it occurs to me, if 1981 mom was mom in 1981, that means she probably had the opportunity in or about 1976 to take the money and run, and she did in fact not do it. And that's why she's so concerned with the shininess of her 1981 kitchen, especially that refrigerator. So basically I think we've managed to successfully deduce 1981 mom's problem. I mean, what happened to 1981 mom? Yeah, she didn't take the money and run, and now she's got Kirk Cameron, you know, greasing down her beautiful kitchen appliances and making them not shine, which is a sin in 1981. You're going straight to hell, Kirk Cameron. But a lot of people ask me, well, what happened to Dad?
What's wrong with Dad?
He's a bear.
Goodness, was he a bear this morning?
He was. Until he got his morning coffee. Now he's a Japanese bear dad.
Was Dad a Japanese bear dad this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
And that's why you gotta take the money and run. You know, to your nearest Thai restaurant and get something yummy and delicious. And the reason I bring up the Thai restaurant is that Thai restaurant that's down here by me. They closed. But it looks like another Thai restaurant is moving in. And it's the Good Thai restaurant that's down on, what street is that? Down on Saddle Creek. Yes, if you're a big fan of alternative music and independent whatever, this, that, and the other thing, and you're familiar with Conor Oberst and Bright Eyes, and you've noticed that all of Conor Oberst's stuff is called Saddle Creek this, Saddle Creek that. Yeah, that's a street here in town. And down on this Saddle Creek street, road, there's a delicious, yummy Thai restaurant. And it's so great that it's where all the local Thai people like to eat. And when you ask any Thai person, where's the best Thai restaurant in town, this is the one they tell you about. And so it looks like they're opening a new location right over here by me. And that's, how far away is that? It's like, it's not even a mile and a half. It's not even 3 kilometers. I could walk there in less than half an hour. I could probably walk there in 20 minutes. Kind of excited about it. It's not open yet. I'm sitting here going, does this mean I want Thai food for lunch? Well, yeah, I always want Thai food for lunch, but no. No, it's not Thai food for lunch day today. What am I having for lunch today? I don't even know. I should actually start thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch, because if I'm going to go out to look for this little splitter cable, then I could go to the store and pick up some food. But I got plenty of food here, really. That's not really the problem. It's not that I don't have food. It's just, what do I feel like eating today? Oh, maybe egg rolls? Should I have a couple of egg rolls? Maybe make some rice? I've got a lot of decisions. I've got a lot of decisions I need to make. And a lot of these decisions sort of hinge upon whether or not I want a logo-free design or if I need like anodized paint colors. But I'm very concerned with towel theft, so I need some kind of connector that can't be undone or with great difficulty, so that, you know, my towels don't get stolen. These are the decisions I have to
make. Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Well, that's true.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Is there a logo on that?
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Huh.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
There we go. Nice.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
That's an appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
But what colors?
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Oh.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Spiral.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
All right, there we go.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Whoa! What?
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Oh, my God! Who do I have to call? Yes, take my damn money. Not only was it a clean logo-free design, and they solved my entire golf towel stealing theft problem, there was also a teardrop drain design. Oh my God. I think we all know what golf ball washer we are going to get here on the Dubious Goals Committee, aren't we? Yes. And it should be very obvious to everyone. Now, the big question is, why doesn't SDF have a golf ball washer like this? Right? So you need to jump out of comm here in about two more minutes even, and you need to go post on bulletin board in requests for the Grand Ball Washer with the integral spiral brush. Oh, God, don't laugh. Oh, I laughed and that tensed my back up. That stupid muscles. I hate muscles. Or at least I hate my muscles. I don't hate your muscles. I've never even met your muscles. I don't know your muscles. All right, anyway, what are we doing here? Oh, we're stalling for time until we can start wrapping this up. What? You wouldn't do anything like that, would you, Tobe? No, of course I wouldn't. I would never stall for time before I had to say something like, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. I'm serious, every damn day, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go shopping and find some food, so bye-bye. Ah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.